back to the last 3 minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, as I was leafing through things to talk about this morning, this one also caught my eye, and I couldn't help but think about if you're one of these people. It's almost unbelievable. People are having their job offers rescinded days before they start. Can you imagine? You put in for a new job, or you graduated from college and they've already got a job lined up for you. It's promised to you. You know it's coming, or you're on a job. You quit the other job because they promised you that you had this job. And all of a sudden, when you get ready to go to the job, all of a sudden, the job is not there anymore. Can you imagine the pain that a person must be going through? You know, normally with so many people graduating from college, I think the upper echelon always promise jobs once they leave college. Well, you've been so good, and we like you know what you've done, and so we're going to automatically offer you this job, generally at major corporations and those kinds of places. Well, guess what? That's been happening, that the job offers have come, but now they're rescinding them. Imagine if you're one of those people. Joyce Speller was excited to start a new job as a project delivery specialist for a healthcare company on June 6th. As she wrapped up her old nonprofit job on a Friday, she emailed her new company to confirm her start time on Monday. Hours later, she got another email. The company had some logistics to work out on their end, said Speller. So she would actually start on Tuesday. That slid into Wednesday and then Thursday. On Friday, Speller got a phone call due to budget cuts. The job she hadn't even started yet was being eliminated. I was told they were trying to find me a position in a different department, but it's also the end of their fiscal year, so they're taking a long time to get back to me, Speller, 26 of Charlotte, North Carolina, tells CNBC's Make It. I left one job thinking I was going to another, so I wasn't financially prepared for what was coming. Going back to her old workplace, which she says was toxic and had high turnover, wasn't an option, but she needed to pay for a car repair and care for her four-year-old son. She's been doing DoorDash deliveries to make ends meet for the past 3 weeks. After taking a few day jobs to process a rescinded job offer, Speller fired up LinkedIn to apply for jobs and saw more news of major companies doing layoffs and taking back offers. I didn't realize it was so prevalent until it happened to me, she said. Well, I'll tell you what's happening. We're headed towards a recession. And nobody hires during recessions. That's not unusual. I guess what people are now starting to realize is that the recession is on its way. And so if you are not leery, before you quit any job today, you better be absolutely certain that the job that you are going to receive is kind of recession-free. And there aren't a whole lot of those. But that is just a horrific thing. And this is what's happening in the society right now. Weeks after announcing its own hiring freeze, crypto exchange Coinbase laid off 18% of its workforce and began pulling job offers. Other companies, including Twitter and Redfin, have rescinded offers in recent weeks. But over the past few weeks, many employers started scrambling to tighten their budgets due to rising inflation, rumblings of a looming recession, and swings in the market. Tech giants like Uber and Meta said they'd scale back hirings too, while others including Robinhood, Pantheon, and Carvana conducted layoffs. It's coming. So you really need to be careful before you even give it a thought. This is not the climate right now for changing jobs unless you have some really unique skills. You know, companies are looking to cut back. The recession is on its way. Inflation is fueling the recession. Inflation doesn't change overnight. Neither does the recession. And so we're getting ready for a long hiatus. So hang on to whatever it is you have. Because again, it's not going to be easy. But can you imagine? Somebody promised you a job, corporation, not just some guy down the street. And they've been telling you, yes, you got the job, you got the job, you got the job, you got the job. And then misleading you each day till it finally gets to them being able to have the courage to tell you the truth. Man, the life that we live, the stresses that we go that we have to deal with in this life, are never relieved until it's time for us to leave this earth. I don't know, but you just have to take it one day at a time, and know that the roadblocks in life are going to keep coming. Anyway. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Sam, as always. You know, hopefully we'll have everything up and running so you can hear the January 6th committee. It's supposed to start at what time?
Noon today. Noon today.
Noon our time. So, all right. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.